Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that were expecting our previous hosts that were in this spot, Adil and Savitri, we have made a little flip, Mr. Benny. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show live, and we are going to be moving to the Monday spot, and Adil and Savitri will be at the Tuesday at 11 spot. Isn't that cool, Benny?
Awesome.
Just a little flipper.
It happens.
A little flipper.
Mm-hmm.
There we just do a little flipper right there. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Monday used to be... I used to love doing Monday. Do you remember on Monday when Carrie O'Connor used to be a guest on the Monday shows before she had her own show?
Uh-huh.
That was fun time.
She's blowing up.
She has just absolutely done that. I just listened to her last show. And for those of you that didn't have a chance to call into Carrie's show, you're going to have a chance to call into today's show. Joining me here today, we're going to have a chat with Elizabeth Anglin. Guess what? We are going to be talking about the Akashic Record Access. Now, for those of you out there that don't know what this is, we're going to bring Elizabeth on. She's going to help us understand it and talk a little bit about her journey and her gifts. So today is another show where we're going to have readings and much more. I love, love, love having conversations with people that have been doing this for, I don't know, quite some time. And the way that they connect, all of this being such an important time to do that. Elizabeth's joining us here today as somebody that knows quite a bit about what it means to connect. More importantly, what does it mean to be connecting now in today's world? You know, in the world where there are so many questions that people have, questions about their lives, questions about their future, and questions about their relationships, questions about their money, just questions about just about anything that you can imagine. And how are we getting connected with spirit in order to provide that? Well, today's show is a show that's going to open the door for everyone out there to have an opportunity to call into our toll-free number. We're actually going to do readings today. You can also use our instant feedback form if you go to the drpatshow.com or if you go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right hand side, you can ask your questions. Great show today. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to see you on a Monday.
Are you enjoying the Springer? The spring so far?
Oh, yeah.
The big spring.
What are you talking about, Springer? It's a new one.
I know. Are you softballing it this year?
Started yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Yep.
And how's that feeling for you?
Good, pretty good. I took the year off, you know, so I got to heal a little bit and feeling pretty strong. We went 1-1 yesterday, so it wasn't too bad.
So you what means you won?
We lost the first game, and then we rallied back and literally rallied back in the second game. We were down about 9 runs, and we came back and won it by 1.
Well, you know, isn't that fun though?
It absolutely is.
I haven't played in like a million years, but it's still very fun. It's still fun.
Yeah, you look great for being a million.
I know. Do you like my new hair?
I do.
I had to go all Eminem on ya. I went all Eminem on ya.
Eminemish.
I got Eminemish on ya. Yeah, we had to get the dude done. I got tired of the roots going out. Everybody said they liked that, and I was just like, I don't know about that one. So I decided I'm going to go spring for it. Get it? Spring for it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Elizabeth Anglin, psychic medium. Psychic medium and much more. We're going to bring her on. We're going to chat with her. She's going to talk a little bit about who she is, how she got to be where she is. But, you know, more importantly, this telepathic animal communicator and much more is going to be able to connect with you everyone on the show. We're going to tell you about what she's got in store for you and about an upcoming fabulous new show. Elizabeth, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hey, Dr. Pat. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Are you all springy?
I'm springy. I got out of the snowdrift, so I'm springing. Of course, it's snowing right now, but, you know, in Colorado, that's spring. That's what it's about.
Yeah, so that's true.
We're happy with that.
That's true. I think if you talk to the people on the East Coast, they didn't even have much of a winter. They went right to summer.
Yeah, I know. I that's a whole nother subject, global warming and, you know, what that means. But we have mud season right now, but what's amazing is normally it's really, really muddy and then we have lots of little rivers in between all the mud. We just have the rivers and no mud.
Oh, wow.
It's a little scary because, you know, we have the red flag warnings already in the middle of the wettest time of year. So we're going to, you know, do our best to see what, you know, see what happens and be safe up here in the Rocky Mountains.
But
if you would, it's, the whole Rocky Mountain state's all red flag warnings, and it's supposed to be, you know, wet.
Yeah.
So, but you know, every year is different. That's what keeps us fresh.
Yeah,
so,
that and Coors beer. Right? I mean, isn't it interesting that when we talk about the Rockies now, you know, we get this bottle of Coors image coming out of the snow-capped mountains. I mean,
I live really close to where those mountains are, and so I take my family up there to take a look at the Coors beer picture because it's up at Sheep Mountain in Trout Lake just outside of Telluride. So I'm like, here, come look at this. Do you recognize that? And somebody will be like, Coors beer? Yeah!
Oh, that's funny. So have they changed the name of the mountain yet?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I'm talking about. Well, let's talk about you for a little bit. You know, I introduced you as, you know, telepathic animal communicator, psychic medium, and much more. But let's talk about your childhood, because I think people get so interested in finding out how one gets to be a successful and, you know, amazing psychic medium and much more. You know, what was it as a child that sort of tapped you on the shoulder to at least give you a clue that you had a gift?
Well, first it was my grandparents, my mother's father and my dad's mom. And because I was doing things that kids aren't supposed to do. I knew things kids weren't supposed to know. And, the grandparents can say that, whereas your parents really don't necessarily want to deal with it. So, when I was three, my grandfather said something. And then I was like, right, no, I'm just smart. You know, it's because I'm keeping up with everybody else. I was the youngest kid in the neighborhood. But then it was my grandmother. I had a great-grandmother named Rebecca, who was a midwife and very psychic, and people were afraid of her. And my grandmother, when I was nine, I was playing with my cousin, and we were snapping beans down in Alabama that I was visiting, and we spilled all the beans on the floor. And then I had this feeling that Grandma was coming, so I said to my cousin, "Hurry up, she's coming." And she was in the other room and she hadn't moved. And we got all the beans back off the floor and she looked at me and she said, "You're just like Rebecca."
Oh.
And I went, She was like, "I was only thinking," you know, it was mainly what she was saying was, "I was thinking about coming. I hadn't moved yet."
Wow.
And so that sort of tipped me off. Plus I had real early animal communication experiences, where I was four and I had a speech impediment, and I was and my family was making fun of me. I would say, "Yee me a yone," and they would say, "Yee me a yone, yee me a yone." And I ran out of the house and I went to my favorite mare that was my babysitter mare, and I said, "They're all laughing at me because I talk funny," and she bit me.
No.
And she had never bitten me, and I heard her think at me, "Be grateful for what you have. Because it could be worse. You could not be able to talk at all. You could be like me." You know, she didn't have a voice. And that was, you know, that was very clear you know, here, I'm going to bite you so your mind clears out, so you're not full of all your own thoughts, and then I'm going to think of you. Cut it out.
Wow.
And so that was that, you know, and then there were other things that happened, and ghosts and aliens and crazy stuff, but you try to be normal and be in the world with everybody else, and it's just like, you just look at those things and you go, okay. And that's how my childhood was. It was a lot of, okay.
Well, yeah, and part of that, isn't it, is, you know, trying to figure out if other people are seeing what you're seeing, or if other people are experiencing what you're experiencing, right?
Yeah, there's part of that. I was really annoying to other kids because I could take tests after sleeping through class every single day of the week and get an A+.
Wow.
And, you know, that was, there's partly that, which is, you know, just coming off as being really smart when you're not really smart. You're just kind of, that's easy. You know, but the other thing is, yeah, are other people seeing this? And in my family, we have, you know, my sister, my father has abilities. We have other people with abilities. And in my neighborhood, we were a Quaker neighborhood, and Quakers are very open. The original Quakers are open to that, as, you know, you could have these kinds of experiences, and then you go back to the Bible and check it out, and, you know, and see if you were in trouble or not. So people did, you know, some people did see things and were open to saying, yeah, that happened. And other times they weren't. And you know, so it would be pretty split in the community, you know, people I knew between, yeah, we saw that, no, we didn't. But at least I had the experience of being in a relatively open community. I think the Quaker background helped. I think having had the grandparents
helped.
And not being overly, you know, my dad's a science teacher, so it's like observation. You want to be able to observe things without having them not be okay to be observed. You know, that helps to have that science background. Yeah, we're going to observe that. Does it happen again? How does it happen again? When? And so to take things as data points versus, oh, no, don't do that. That will be wrong.
Right.
So,
well, yeah. You know, this is really, I mean, it's great to see how we kind of weave our way through life's lessons. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're opening up the phone lines. We're going to tell you a bit about what it means to work with the Akashic Records and how do they help people move to get what they want in life and get it through ease and grace. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. Elizabeth Anglin joining us here. When we come back, we'll open those phone lines and we will get you going and get a reading. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
The day you set me free. Is that so? That isn't there a Diana Ross version to that too?
I believe so, but that's not the one I have. She goes, going right now.
Diana, that's not the way we roll today because it's Monday. The Diana Ross version is a little slower, I think. Well, actually, it's much slower. She does a lot of talking in that. But there ain't no mountain high enough, Benny. There's just this big dang table right here that keeps us apart. And all of these little microphones, for those of you watching on the cam up there, all these little microphones are like the Rocky Mountains, like we're just talking about with Elizabeth, except they got little black points on the top of them. That's because they're probably, no, I'm not going to go there. Everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. We are taking ya calls. Joining me here today, Elizabeth Englund. Elizabeth, before we jump in and crank those phones open, because that means Benny's going to be very busy. For those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. Elizabeth, give people an idea of what they can expect, what these readings are about. These are about the Akashic Records.
Great.
And also, what kind of information do you need from them?
Okay. Well, the Akashic Records, so you understand it, are like a great big holotropic or holographic supercomputer. And they have all the stories that have ever been written. They also have life lesson plans. You sort of have to be okay with the fact that before you came to this particular lifetime, you had some say in what your life lesson plan was going to be, and in order to accept these readings. They also have some information about potential future lifetimes, lives in other dimensions. But I like to look at them as sources of information about life lesson plans. They're highly changeable. Everything is written in energy. It's not written in stone, and that's important for people to understand. And the only thing we really need from you to access them is your name. As long as you have a name, your records are accessible. And I don't need your full name, your last name, just your first name and your voice. And we know it's you. That's enough data. So basically, the thing I'd like people to know is you might have picked a life lesson plan, and that's, you know, it's changeable. You might say, wow, I did that. What was I thinking?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was just thinking now. It's really interesting. Somebody asked me a question. You know, what would I do differently, or what would I say differently, or how could I say it to other people differently? Basically, they're asking if you have any regrets. And boy, that really takes some conversation. Now, what I want to say to everybody out there, we have opened up the phone lines now. You can give us a call if you'd like a reading, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, toll free for a reading. And for those of you out there, one of you will receive it's a 30-minute session with you, correct?
Yes.
Oh, it's great. So we would love to get you in the queue. Benny's waiting to chat with you. If you want to get in the queue for some readings, 1-800-930-2819. You know, while Benny's doing that, let's have a conversation about the Akashic Records and how they work in our lives. You know, there are things that, of course, we want to know about. You know, we call into shows, and you being a psychic medium as well, you know, people want to ask you questions about the future. But what is the power of the Akashic Records? And the and for those of you that are not able to get in right away because the phones are filling up, keep ringing, keep calling, 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about the difference.
Well, there's a, if you want to say a straight psychic reading and from somebody, I'm not reading cards, I'd be reading the probability field. And that is, and people get confused because they think that psychics are reading fate or destiny or that things are quote-unquote written. Well, there are some things in the Akashic that are written, but they're also changeable, rewritable, re-editable. The probability field is just simply that. It's the probability that certain events will happen given other events that have been placed in motion by what everybody is doing. And people change their minds about what they're doing, and so some of these events may happen or they may not happen, and they just show up as indicators in the probability field depending on how much energy there is toward them happening. So that's more of what I do in a psychic reading, is to say, well, your probability field, it's kind of like Dr. Spock saying the probability that this will succeed is blah, blah, blah. You know, it's really not... You know, I have this connection with God, and God says, "What?" You know, yeah, I might, but the fact of the matter is, we live in a physical world where everybody's doing something, and that creates all sorts of probabilities. And then the Akashic Records are more about the things that you came here to learn, be, do, have, and create. They're personal to you, and they're very much more connected to your creative spark or your connection with God or the infinite or all that is. And they're very connected to your learning through this experience of being in the physical world versus just being subjected to it. So if I give you the probability field, I can kind of tell you what you're about to be subjected to or possibly subjected to. But if we talk about the Akashic Records, it's more about here's the story that you're writing in your life. Here's what you decided to write before you got here. Here's the stories from your past that are influencing this. And there's also a part and parcel of time, non-linear time. We're infinite beings. I mean, we exist across time. There's linear time and non-linear time. And we're having experiences in non-linear time that are more easily accessible to look at through the Akashic Records. So that's also important. Are you over identifying with a different story?
Yeah.
A story that's not happening now?
Yeah.
We can find that out.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Benny has been so super busy taking these phone calls. So for those of you out there that I know you're trying to call into the show, just be patient, because once we clear some lines, we'll be able to get that information. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit right now about your upcoming show.
Well, my upcoming show is, you know, the tagline is your psychic connection to your soul's path. What I really want to do in that show is to talk about some of the issues on our path through the physical world, and also some of the ways that we can identify what it is that we're learning and really embrace that. You know, how are we, what are we learning from this experience of physical life? And what allows us to embrace that and love the experience and love the journey versus be subjected to it or victimized by it or,
right,
or upset by it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so some of my guests have some tools and tips and techniques on, you know, getting through the journey in a good way, sort of like your paddle for your canoe or your kayak when you're going through the rapids. And then, and some of it, you know, is just going to the Akashic at the end of each show. I hope to take at least one person to the Akashic and look at the life lesson plan and really discuss, well, okay, this is what you're here learning, and this is your experience. This is your lesson. And to really put forward that we pick our lessons. You know, nobody makes us have them. We have our lessons by agreement. So hopefully it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that are a lot of fun because if it's not fun, why do it?
Exactly.
So, you know, and we'll see what happens, I guess. There's also that. There's kind of that crazy wisdom. Well, we're going to jump off a cliff and have a show and see how it works.
I like that idea, though. I mean, I think that's a good way to roll. That's actually what we did here on the Dr. Pat Show. That is exactly the strategy that went into the first show we ever did. It was, oh, this is a good idea. Let's rock and roll with that. Mr. Benny, should we go to a break? What should we do?
I'll leave it up to you, Pat.
Let's see how we're doing for time. Let's go to a break. And
all
when
right.
we come back, we will go to these phones. Elizabeth Anglin joining us here today. We're going to rock it. Yes, everybody, be patient. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are all about the telephone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Wouldn't you love to live in simple gratitude for each moment of your life? When gratitude is integrated in life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you create each day with wonder and passion. Gratitude expressed daily gives us wings to fly towards its highest summits. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities, to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Now this subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess.
I like that you got my head bobbing. I'm like a Dr. Pat Bobby doll. I like the bobble. I'm a bobble doll.
You can personalize your bobblehead, you know.
I know. Did you
get
have
your own.
Did you get your bobblehead?
Always wanted to. Maybe someday. Maybe this year is looking promising for me.
You think so?
I'd love to have my own bobblehead doll. That'd
be
great.
You have to get your picture. You have to get the picture of Facebook then, right?
No, I'll pick a different one.
You'll
there.
Pick a different
the ones
one?
On Facebook don't do justice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't. They don't
no,
do justice
don't.
To your cuteness.
Thank you. Appreciate
they
that.
They just don't do justice to your cuteness, Benny. That's
when
what
I started
I'm
this gig,
about.
When I started this gig 10 years ago, I did have hair. Now I don't. So I'm wondering if I should go with the bald-headed bobblehead or the
wow.
Yeah, right?
That's
think about that one.
That's a tough one.
Think about it.
That's a tough one. I don't remember you having hair.
I always wore a hat a lot, too.
You did.
Back in the day. So.
But I'm trying to remember. You always kept your hair short, though, so mm-hmm. I don't remember you having, like, long hair.
No, I never let it go, even in high school. No,
can you actually remember the natural color of my hair? Can you remember it?
Yours? No, actually, as a matter of fact.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Wow, you talk about being together for a while. Oh.
That's going to have to go back to the Rolodex of photos.
Yeah. Do you know what somebody said to me yesterday? I was with a friend of mine. You know what they said? I've known you 20 years.
That's cool.
I said, you're kidding. 20 years? I've been in Seattle 20 years, Benny?
Flies by.
Wow. All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Elizabeth, are you still there with us?
Yes.
Okay. So Should Benny get the picture with the hair or without the hair?
You mean the bobblehead?
The bobblehead. His picture.
Without the
which
hair.
One? Without the
without
hair.
The hair.
That's good, because that's my current view
that's,
right
that's
now.
That's what I'm
good
thinking.
Good answer. Yeah, I'll stick with that.
He looks so cute.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Sure, let's start things off with Sally. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a relationship question.
Hi, Sally. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Sally. What's your question?
Oh, well, just how relationships, what lessons I came to learn about relationships this time.
Okay. Well, all right. We have to be quick. So do you have a relationship in mind or, you know, like parents, children, love, you know?
Let's do parents. I have a good relationship with them, and I just probably would like to know if that's what it came for.
Okay. Hold on. Can I also have your mom and dad's first name?
Joan and Bill.
Okay. Hold on. What I'm doing is using the name to look up the records about your life lesson plans together. So, hold on. Forgiveness. This is actually a lifetime of, I mean, you came here to learn to love each other and forgive each other, but it's like the end of a cycle. You're culminating the end of a cycle that you had together. And a lot of us, what's interesting about this, I see especially coming from your dad's side, he was in the male role with you for a long time. And part of the years that he was in the male role were back in the medieval times, you know, when we if we were going to kill somebody, we did it with a sword, and it was really bloody and nasty and painful. And so there's some forgiveness of things like medieval fighting together, and there's forgiveness of not, you know, religious persecution, and a lot of that's on for you on your dad's side, and there's growing past it and moving into a new time period where these things aren't going to happen anymore, and so you're kind of summing up that cycle of being together where things were more difficult. Summing them up, forgiving them, and then moving on into the future in a state of grace and forgiveness. So I think it's very good. And it looks like they've done a good job supporting you for the most part and not undermining you or your hopes or dreams or anything like that. So, yeah, forgiveness and just, okay, it's like the waveform that gets back to zero. We had some bad times, we had some really good times, and now we're just at a really nice, calm, peaceful, neutral.
I like that. I think you hit it right on.
Mm, good. Yeah. Thank you, Sally. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Elizabeth. Benny, who are we going to go to?
All right, let's now head off to Lake Shastina, and we have Cindy calling in.
Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So where's Lake Shastina?
It is about 15 minutes from Mount Shasta.
Oh, that's what I figured.
California.
I was going to put that together, but I just thought I didn't want to jump to any conclusions. Is that like
yeah.
is that like a beautiful place to live?
It is the most beautiful place.
Mm.
Really enchanting.
It is, and very, very sacred. Cindy, thank you for calling into the show. How can Elizabeth help you today?
Well, we have a home. Our family has a home in Reading, and we let a woman rent it to women that were like real needy, coming from the shelters and domestic violence and stuff. And she's been treating these women really cruel. We just found out. So we're trying to get rid of her, and she's like a bad something that just is going to take this to, you know, is telling us she's going to take it to the very end, and just rude and disrespectful and just evil. And uh-huh. I'm just not sure what can we do with this.
Okay. Well, I get some things just from you talking. Do you have her first name or first initial if you don't want to share her first name?
No, her name is Sharon.
Okay. And you're Cindy? Right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. We're just going to look up the situation. Well, I mean, this really isn't completely Akashic record reading, because I think it's important for you to understand the astral, what I'm seeing in the astral about Sharon, which is that she's an abuser. She's harboring an abuser being. You know, and so it's just sort of like, let's help people, but I'm actually an abuser being, but I'm going to pose as somebody who's a helper, but I'm actually just posing. Yeah. And so what happens with these types of beings before they get kicked out is that they get worse and worse and worse. So if you've ever been to an exorcism, and I hope a lot of you haven't, but if you ever have, it gets really bad right before the end. And so it's just doing that thing that's typical, which is I'm going to fight and make it and scare you and you know, get in your space and claim it until you just say, no, that's enough, and it's time for you to go now. Now, I feel very bad for her because she's as the human part of her, because she's obviously been through so much that at some point, and I'll call this a spiritual agreement. What happens sometimes when people are very abused is that that abuser entities in the astral will come and say, I'll be your protector. And this often happens to children where, you know, kids don't want candy. They don't want to go to the fair. They want to be safe. And so sometimes they'll make agreements with these type of beings, and those things will grow up with the kids and then start to manifest what it is they're going to do as they slowly and slowly, slowly take over time. And a spiritual intervention would be great for her if it's possible to do. Some invitation of that abuser being to go elsewhere with divine intervention would be great. Go elsewhere where it's not going to hurt anyone and where it's going to get its needs met. But you can't befriend it. And basically, it depends on how much energy you want to put into it, but it will get uglier and uglier just before it goes.
Okay. Wow.
So, that's not really an Akashic reading. That's just looking at her energy and going,
Wow.
I think you win the Akashic record reading only because I can give you more information.
Okay, there you go. Cindy, that's for you.
Thank you. That's what we needed to hear.
Yeah. So could you, Cindy, hold on and don't hang up because Benny's got to get some information. You are our lucky winner today. So if you could hold on, that would be fabulous.
Oh, God, thank you.
Yeah, I got the same ickiness when Cindy was talking about it, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
We have a regular on the show, Mary Jane Mack. She uses a term. It's called sludge.
Yeah.
Okay, Benny, let's go to the next phone.
Sure. Let's take Mary now. She's calling in from Issaquah. She wants to know what the outlook is for the next year.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Okay, Elizabeth, Mary, go at it.
Okay, Mary. Go ahead and ask your question again so I can tune into it. I was taking a breath while Benny was talking, and I was like, something next year. And I'm like, okay, so repeat that, Mary.
So I feel like I really am in alignment with this life's purpose. I feel like I'm right on track because for the past 4 or 5 years, things have really been flowing for me quite easily. And what I'm wondering, you know, so I'd love some confirmation on that from the records, but also, if possible, I can understand some of the opportunities coming my way in the next year or so that will be just right and enhance this.
Okay. Well, what for a quickie? What I'm seeing is you are online. You are on track. You're in the flow. So you're in the flow with your life lesson plan and your learning. Now, there's always rapids and there's always snags in the stream. And so there will be something coming up in the fall, which looks like if you're in the canoe, you're hitting two big logs that are snags in the stream. And what you're going to be learning is to flow around versus try to push through. So there's some more adversity coming in the fall for a couple of months, but the idea for the learning is to flow around it versus try to push through it. Because if you try to push through it, you're going to upset yourself and dump everything out of your canoe. That's the metaphor learning for this year. Everything's going great, but I was telling Dr. Pat when I got on, I had been watching an Idiot Abroad marathon yesterday, and he was talking about how difficult it was to go see the gorillas. He had to trek for 10 and a half hours, and he would rather just sit in the chair and have somebody bring the gorillas to him. Well, you know, part and parcel of this journey we're on is sometimes we're going to be doing some work versus sitting in the chair and have our lessons just happen easily. So I would say that's important for the fall. I'm going to try to focus in on a little bit more. If you want to be more specific about something, I'll focus in on that.
Mm-hmm. I would like that.
Okay, just ask me give me a more specific target about one thing.
Well, I guess I'm thinking this fall, probably with my business. I'm independently employed. So are these logs in the water around the business, or are they around personal issues?
It actually seems more like personal, but it affects your business because it's like you stop yourself from moving forward. You plug up your own energy field when you hit the personal issues. So I think the idea is to, regardless of the personal issues, don't let them become the logs that stop you. Okay?
Okay.
Keep going with your business, but when the personal issues come up, you know, find a way around them to keep going with what you're doing. It looks like they come up to make you question everything you're doing, and then also to reassess whether or not you're really clear. But they're coming from the personal side, not the business side.
Wow.
But they affect the business side. Okay? So it's kind of like old stuff that comes up to the surface, so you can get stuck by it, but you really don't mean to get stuck by it, and you don't need to. You can just be, all right, see ya, gotcha, moving on.
Okay, do you know if that's like with my marriage, with my mother, with my kids?
Why don't we do this? Why don't you hang on for a minute? We'll go to break, and Elizabeth can finish up with you. When we come back, we'll take the rest of the calls, and I've got an instant feedback message here on the Dr. Pat Show. Elizabeth Anglin, my very special guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people.
You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life-clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, if you want to find out more about us, go to drpatlive.com or go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Elizabeth Anglin joining us here today. Elizabeth, before we go to the phones and our instant feedback, please let folks know how they can find out more about you and how they can schedule a full session with you.
Okay. Well, the easiest way is to go to my website, which is ElizabethAnglin.com. And you can contact me through the website. I just put up a contact me form so you can fill it out. Or you can send me an email at spiritforpeace@hotmail.com. And that's all words, spirit, F-O-R, peace, at hotmail.com. Or you can call me at 888-640-4893. Now, be patient because you will probably end up leaving a message, but I do call people back and I do email back. But that's 888-640-4893. And you schedule with me. There's nobody else, just me.
That's it. That's what I like to hear. Mr. Benny.
Yep. Let's take now Christy. She's been holding and waiting patiently. She's calling in from Mukilteo.
Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Elizabeth. Yeah, I was just calling to see what my contract or my life purpose, what you see in the Akashic records, if I'm following through with it. I do believe I am, but I see what you see.
You have a more specific question. Can you be a little more specific? Because I'm getting something, and I want to make sure that that's what you want to know.
Okay. Well, one's on healing. One was probably earlier was abandonment and forgiveness. I think I've done that. Healing, manifesting.
Are you working with animals at all?
Well, I have an animal. I'm working with elderly. I'm a caregiver, but I also have, I have a little dog that I adore, and I have one on the other side.
Okay, hold on then one second. There's more to do over, especially over the next decade. You've done a lot. Mm-hmm. You've done a lot of healing, like you said. But there's this, the learning is about beingness, and in your records there's, it's beingness in a gentle and peaceful way, and your contract with your dog is to teach you this, to help you learn it, and help you to teach other people. So it's about being okay in the world, just being okay. That you know whatever happens, it's relatively just neutral, and you're okay with it. Being non-reactive, not spending too much time worrying about things, but also being okay and being loved. Pay attention to your dog, because your dog is teaching you how you don't need to have a lot of drama, you don't need to have a lot more to do. It's okay just to be okay. And especially with people at end of life who don't have, you know, quote unquote, all the things they had going on before,
mm-hmm.
being okay with just being okay is an important lesson, just being and being loved. So it has to do with being in the moment, being in the now, and that's okay. But the dog mm-hmm. is the teacher.
Excellent.
For the next teacher.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you. Boy, we've got one more call and one instant feedback message. Mr. Benny.
All right, let's go to the call then. Let's take Diane from San Diego.
Hi, Diane.
Oh, hi.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. How can you not be good out here in San Diego?
I know. I was just thinking that myself. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm actually at a point of transition in my life. I've kind of come to the end of a long career of that included Wall Street and all that. And during the time that I was doing this career, I was also on my spiritual path and psychological and personal growth. And now I'm at a point where I'm not ready to retire. I'm still needing to make income. But I'd like to bring the world together and do some writing and teaching about spirituality in the workplace and how you can marry these two worlds and what I've learned along the way. But I'm just... you know, a lot of people pressuring me to get a job first and, you know, have some income coming in before you start doing this.
Yeah, so, you know what? My friends are still asking me when I'm going to get a real job.
I'm sorry.
Still get a real job, Pat.
Get
a real job. Elizabeth, how can we help Diane today?
Well, Diane, I think you're onto something there with teaching about spirituality, but there's more to learn, especially over the next 3 years. And what I see in terms of your learning, it looks like energy healing. And there's a very specific kind of energy healing and spiritual healing that it's similar to Reiki, it's similar to Barbara Brennan School, but it's about identifying the stuff that gets stuck in your interior channels, like when you work and you're just going through your day, and then this crud gets stuck on the inside, the sludge, so to speak. Something about you learning how to express that to people, that we go through life and we pick up crud. And that your job is to teach people how to keep the energy moving so that they don't pick up the crud and hang on to it.
Okay, cool.
And so if you haven't learned something like Reiki or Barbara Brennan School, but the first thing you want to do is learn and master a type of energy healing that moves the crud out. And then you can teach it to others and take it to the corporate world where there's a lot of crud that gets stuck in.
Yeah.
If you want. You don't have to, you know, but if you want, it's there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. And, you know, and by the way, there's a great way to make revenue right now because there is so much crud. And, you know, with your background, financial and spiritual, it is really what I was told, Elizabeth, it is one of the foremost up and coming career fields for people that have the kind of financial background that you have and can understand the power of the energy of money.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, yes, it's been an interesting time because the two worlds have been kind of separate, you know, as I made my way up in the corporate world. And then, so I'm just feeling a need to bring the two worlds together in some way. So.
Well, that's it. That was my little story, too. Yep. To death do we part. Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
All right. Now, really quickly, we are going to have to buzz off here. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me here today. It was great to have you on the show. Give out your website here really quickly.
Oh, sure. Thanks. It's ElizabethAnglin.com. And
that's what I like to say. ElizabethAnglin.com. Thank you, Mr. Benny. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the show.
Lights go out and I can be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against. Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing. Come out of things unsaid.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.